You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are talking about the second series of Blind Ambition. And joining us now to tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening over the next few weeks is Seema and Kudrat, who run the sessions. Thank you both so much for joining me. So Seema, first of all, can you tell us again a little bit about what Blind Ambition is for somebody who's not heard of it yet, and what are some of the aims of the programme?
So the employment webinars, it's basically where we join forces with the RNIB, and we're running a series of webinars, 16 webinars. This is series two, and it's a little bit like a sort of job club almost, where people can attend the 16 sessions and get to the next step in their lives. And we're looking at things like, you know, maybe career progression, it could be employment, it could be education, could be apprenticeships, or it might be further or higher education. And it's just give somebody the tools to maybe move forward. They might be a little bit stagnant, a bit more stuck than usual, given COVID, etc. So it's to help people along, really.
And we've spoken to people over the past few months who has really, really changed their lives in crazy ways about starting their own businesses and things like that. How's this season been going then? We're almost halfway through, not quite, but how's it been going so far?
It's been really, really going well, actually. Kudrat, wouldn't you say? We have quite a kind of high turnover of people coming, and the webinars have been received very well. I think people find them easy to understand. It's bite-sized information. There's not so much jargon, and it's, you know, everyday sort of life.
Yes, definitely, Seema. I agree with you there. Certainly one of the things I know from the feedback that we've had from people who've attended, that one of the things they enjoy about the sessions, that it's about everyday life. We make sure we make it practical examples. We make sure that when we're discussing things, discussing issues, we make sure that we relate it to everyday life. So even some situations where people can't see or can't necessarily relate it to work, we're able to hold those discussions. And then, you know, suddenly somebody who thinks that, oh, well, you know, I manage the budget finances at home, suddenly we can say, well, actually, that is a very important skill. That is about budget management. And so it's very nice to sort of relate those things to practical everyday situations.
It's about sort of transferable skills. Yes. Actually, people recognising that all the things that they do every day throughout the course of the day can count towards maybe towards the job situation too,
which is quite hard to evaluate on your own skills, isn't it?
It is very, very hard to evaluate. And when we do things like the SWOT analysis, we ask them to look at do a SWOT analysis. We also ask them, we did a task, our last session was on branding yourself. And it's about how to market yourself, and you know, that was quite interesting. You know, people came up with sort of three things about themselves, and they came up with really, really good sort of scenarios and captions to talk about themselves. I think that was really useful for the people that were on the webinar, because they've never actually thought of the situation that way, and they've been really difficult for them to actually market themselves. So we're giving them the tools to be able to do that in the forum. And also when they're discussing things amongst peers, you know, situations come up, questions come up, and we're able to help them in that way as well.
Absolutely. It's so helpful for so many people. So there are 16 sessions overall from start to finish in the second series. And we've talked in the past, we've been talking about disclosing disability, access to work, finding a support worker, amongst lots of other things. But it's just a snapshot of the different aspects that you look at. What are the sessions over the next couple of months going to be focusing on?
Well, coming up next is on the 30th of November. We're doing a session on how to present yourself. So we'll be looking at image, body language, confidence, how you present yourself, how you can come across in a, particularly in this case, in an interview situation. Following on from that, on the 14th of December, we then begin to drill down. It will be looking at goal setting. So we'll be looking at things like where you've come from, where you are now, and where you hope to be going, and how you begin to chart that path to get there. And then in the new year, we then begin to look at some of those things that are really, really relevant when it comes to jobs. What are your skills? Something that Seema just mentioned earlier, which is a SWOT analysis, which is looking at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and how you can turn those into positive skills that you can actually use in a job interview or in a job setting. And then maybe give you an idea of where those gaps are and begin to talk about what you can do to actually fill those gaps if they are relevant to the particular jobs that you're looking for. So exciting times coming up.
Definitely is exciting. Can we just talk about how to present yourself for a second, because it's not just about the clothes that you wear, is it? It's about body language and the way that you interact with people. What kind of things will you be talking about in that session?
So we will be talking about all those things. We will be covering things like body language, etc. But we're also looking at the way you talk, your tone, you know, those language that you're using. We'll be looking at the way you're communicating, the methods of communication. It's just a holistic approach that we're taking, because at the end of the day, it's really, really important how you look on a physical level, as well as where you present yourself when you're actually talking to somebody too, and where you carry yourself. And also, I think the interesting point here is we're now almost now doing virtual interviews, you know, and how to make sure that you're presenting yourself, you know, looking in the camera the right way, or you're in your place the right way, etc. And those things are really, really important. Sometimes people overlook these things and they don't think about these things. And sometimes maybe people might want to have their camera off, for example. They may not be used to having it on. So it's about having confidence for to have your camera on and to be able to present yourself, and to be able to be comfortable in the clothes that you're wearing as well, the jewellery, the makeup, your haircut, you know, all those things that matter.
I never even thought about the fact that lots of interviews, it's a completely different situation, is it, when you're talking to someone through a screen than it is talking to someone face to face?
Yes, indeed. But I would say that the same care and attention that you would take if you were actually being interviewed face to face, I still feel that that's relevant. So when you're going for a job, they normally say, you know, dress for the job as if you've already got it. So even asking a few questions beforehand around, you know, what's the dress code? What would I be wearing? That kind of thing. And I know people will say, well, if it's on a camera, they're probably only going to see the top half of my body. But even then, you want to make sure that, you know, if it's in that particular role, you know, you don't really want to be seen in, you know, some tatty old T-shirt or something like that. Yeah. And it comes across when you dress and you feel okay, it comes across in your voice. Something that Seema mentioned about your tone of voice. If you feel that, yeah, I know I'm looking good, I'm confident, it'll come across in your voice as well. So it's all very important.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Kudrat. That's very true. And I think the other point is people might say, oh, well, you know, I'll just dress up my top half. I'll just wear my leggings or my pajamas at the bottom. But, you know, I think, like Kudrat said, you need to actually really go the full mile, you know, and not just cut corners.
And like you've said, it's really important for your mindset as well. If you're dressed professionally for a professional interview, it'll help you get into that zone in your own mind as well.
Well, I guess you also don't want to be caught out where you think, oh, actually, I'm going to be sat in front of the computer, and then you suddenly realize, oh, there goes my doorbell, and up you get. So we don't want to get caught out in those situations.
Absolutely not. We do not. For now, we'll have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. But where can we find out more about Blind Ambition and get involved with the upcoming sessions?
Right. So if you want any more information, you can always email contact@blindambition.co.uk, or you can go to our website and click the events button, and then you could link on that way. And with the RNIB, Kudrat, is there?
If you go onto the RNIB website and you just type in looking for work in the search box, it will take you to our looking for work page. And if you scroll down towards the end of that page, you'll find information about the Blind Ambition webinars. And if in doubt, just give the helpline a ring, 0303 123 9999, and ask for information about the Looking for Work webinars. That will be provided as well.
Brilliant. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for having us.